Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So there's this new scary character called Momo, and Momo gives challenges to kids, and they're pretty disturbing. Some of the challenges are to harm themselves or to harm family members. What do you make of this, and what can parents do?
You know, I think it's so much, you know, we have this wonderful, wonderful thing called the internet. And just with everything that has its good things, it also has its dark side. And there's always been the question of how do we police, how do we control something that's this open, this accessible? And I think that's just another indication of how important it is for parents to really understand, A, what's out there. They need to be informed because our children are getting bombarded with information at light speed. And it is really up to the parent to have their finger on the pulse of what their child is seeing, what their child is being exposed to, and really monitoring how much their child is on the internet, or is their child on the internet, or any of these types of things, and to have some really frank discussions with their child of saying, you know what, I'm going to have to be a filter, because there's certain things that, depending on the age of the child again, there's certain things that you shouldn't be exposed to, and my job as a parent is to protect you from those things. And I think that's what we have to do as parents, is step up and go, you know what? I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if everybody else is seeing it. I'm going to protect you from these images because they're not healthy.
And a lot of these children, they're young children. And so they're watching shows like Peppa Pig. And then this scary character comes up in the middle of the show. They can't separate that that's not part of the show and that that might not be real when the person is telling them to do things. What is it about children and their development or that they cannot separate and they might follow the instructions? Well, some kids have. One, I read an article where one child was told to cut their hair and they did.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think, again, developmentally, when you have a child that's, you know, elementary or younger, they don't have the cognitive ability to differentiate, and it creates what for them is this confused state. So you have something innocuous like Peppa Pig or whatever, something that seemingly is a positive, and then you bring in something dark and negative, it creates cognitive distortions. It creates two opposing things in their brain, which then creates this state of confusion. And so in order to kind of work out that state of confusion, the possibility of them acting out on that, because they are linking. It's like the subliminal messages that are coming through, and these aren't even subliminal. These are just blatant, but they're linking it with something that when they were in a positive state of mind. So it is creating this energy that they have to get rid of, and they are acting out in a negative way.
Is there a chance, though, also that when something like this gets out, it sort of goes like wildfire, where the media starts covering it and parents start talking amongst themselves and it becomes, we bring more attention to it? I mean, is it good to be doing this type of story?
That is, you know, isn't that the cost-benefit analysis? You know, there's always that, is the benefit that people should know about these things. But the cost is people know about these things. I can tell you a story. It was just really a very, very significant impact in my life when Katrina hit New Orleans. I was on vacation, and where I was on vacation had no cell reception. We didn't watch TV, and we didn't listen to the radio. We were just cut off. And we went into town, and there was the newspaper. And it was so shocking because we were there experiencing our life and didn't have any impact. And then we saw the news. And so we have to look at how much of our mood, how much of our mental state of mind is being impacted by this 24/7 news. And I know you must see it, is that everything is getting escalated higher and higher and higher. We just had it with our weather. We were talking about it here at work. It's not just we're having a cold snap anymore. We're having a polar vortex. You know, it's not that we have wind. We're having a cyclone bomb. So what is going on? I mean, why? That's something we also have to address, is how the media continues. And the more we talk about it, the more other people talk about it. And then it's kind of like, and so on and so on and so on. And how much of the problem is being created because everybody's being drawn to this attention, and we keep needing more and more intense things to get our attention.
But I guess from your standpoint, would it be better to bring it up, whether it's a frequent occurrence or it's something that might just have happened once, or maybe it's only an antidote, as opposed to waiting until there's a problem?
It's that you bring it up, but that you bring it up in a very matter of fact, the energy behind it. When a parent is talking to a child, it's information rather than frightening them. And that's what the parent has to watch out. Are they exacerbating the problem by their own fear? Or are they mitigating it by saying, you know what, we have to have a talk about what you might be exposed to. And as your parent, I really have to keep an eye on this. You know, you don't want to frighten the child, right? Parents, their anxiety is what really, really needs to be addressed.
And so the parent needs to bring it up, but in a calm way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's because, you know, kids can feed off of our energy. They do. And so if we're in a heightened state and we're anxious or we're angry or whatever, then the child is going to pick up on that. They may feel guilty because they have seen it. They may be scared because here now something I'm being exposed to, I could hurt myself, you know, I could hurt somebody else. It could create their anxiety to peak because they don't know whether or not they're going to be able to control their behavior. You know, those are the types of things that parents have to understand, is that if I'm going to talk to you about something that may be a little bit scary, I can't be scared when I'm talking to you about it.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add that I didn't ask that's important?
I just think, you know what, it's just, again, it's the cost benefit of having the internet, that we just really and truly have to have awareness of what's out there. And not exacerbating by, you know, getting into a panic about this, but about, you know, this is sharing of information and we need to do something about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Judy. I always appreciate your help.
Well, I appreciate talking with you. This is a whole nother thing that now I need to look into. This is really interesting. I usually hear about this stuff from my students or whatever. So this will be an interesting thing for me to talk with my kids with.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.